I'm sorry? We're fighting on that word, Chip. I never used loose. I said excited, but that's either or, hopefully. That's the emotional level we want our team at in the morning skates. We want them excited about the game tonight. We want them talking to each other, and we want them having fun. So I agree with you. That's where they're at. Yep.
Change the line combinations tonight?
No, I wouldn't tell you if I did. I like your intel. I'm not sure you're accurate, but it's very nicely done. Yeah, you got to let me drop the puck before we show that, don't we? We have, over the course of our time here with this team, have and part of it's because of trades, we've added two players to our forward unit. And we do have a number of players that have been here 3 or 4 years. There's probably not a line combination that we would put together that hasn't played for even more than, or has played for a stretch of games. There's a comfort level. And I haven't moved the lines around too much over the last 2.5 months, but we've gone into blocks where we did. So I'm not concerned if we get into the game and move players around. And I've talked to players about potentially that happening and the indicators and why that would happen, so that it's not a shuffling of the deck on the bench in the middle of the game. Sometimes that can cause some concern. So there's nothing that will happen tonight that the players haven't seen before or they're not prepared for.
More seems to be asked of young defensemen, particularly those with the ambitious styles of play in the playoffs now than in yesteryear. How does that change your job? How does it change what you expect, how you have to play the game in order for these guys to be formidable but not a liability?
Well, I think the changes in the game have allowed that, and not just defensemen. When you see so many young players come in and dominate at an early age, Chicago's game last night is probably an indication of that. It's the physical, the maturity that was required of players, I think, pre-lockout has changed. You don't have to wait till the guy gets to 200, 210 before he can handle the grind and the battle of the game. Skating is probably now maybe the first element that if a player possesses, he can play and he can contribute. I do agree that there's a greater learning curve for defensemen, because some of the defensive concepts never change. Taking the man, grinding them, holding them into the corner, those things do require a certain amount of physicality. But I think that a lot of the tactical and strategic changes in terms of coaching, more of a collapsed defense in the D zone, we've gotten away from the single man-on-man coverage low, and that's allowed young defensemen to have support in behind. If they skate well enough and they can go back and get the puck, it buys them more time. So I think the situation that young players and young defensemen find themselves in now is somewhat unique. In my time in the NHL, so from 95, when the trap really seemed to come in and the grind was really, really present, the changes in the game have allowed young players to be impact makers earlier on in their careers.
Paul, as a coach, how do you balance the fact that you want to address what you did wrong in game one, but also let it go and realize you still have an opportunity to split the first two games?
Well, we're comfortable in that the areas that we need to address aren't something that was brand new to our team, that these are areas that, we'll talk about some of the rink-wide passes and some of the turnovers are an area of concern. It's not something that we had done consistently before. The players recognize it, try to make adjustments in our positioning coming up the ice and the support coming up the ice so we don't force the puck carrier into that play. And then emotionally, try to put your team in a frame of mind that they don't have to make an offensive rush or not be creative offensively every time we touch the puck. And that, some nerves, some energy, as I said, I think after that, we've got a really good bunch of men in our room. I know that every coach is saying that, but they like being out in the ice together, they like playing together, and they want good things to happen. Each one of them comes ready to play, and for our team, we normally don't manifest that as tightness in our game. It comes out as looseness. You know, we're a little ahead of the puck, a little ahead of the play. We're trying some things that maybe a more defensive-minded team or coaching staff wouldn't enjoy in their game. So that's where we see our cracks in our game. So it's things that we've talked about in the past. So we want to keep the good things, eliminate not some, but not all of the risk to our game. We do have a certain amount of risk built into our game. We understand that, but it's been good for us.
Paul, could you possibly tell us, you coached against Samsonov, who seems to be played for quite a number of years. What kind of a player have you, for lack of a better term, inherited? I mean, is he a different player, same guy at this stage of his career? What do you get from him?
I think we get a little bit more of a mature player than maybe, well, clearly early on, but he came into the league, and because of the puck handling and his skating, clearly an offensive bent to his game that I think your confidence comes and goes quickly with that. If you're scoring, you feel great. If you're given the opportunity to play the kind of minutes, I do think offensive players that are, I'm not talking about Eric Staals, there's a group of players after that, given more ice time, given more power play time, they feel they can get to the numbers that make them feel good. The problem is other parts of their game sometimes keep them from those minutes. And Sam's been a real good player for us. I feel that when he's moving his feet, it's not his hands are there, they're good. When he tries to do things standing still, his hands seem to suffer from that, like most players. But he's been a very, very useful player for us. I think he had a good season, and then when the Eric Cole trade happened, he moved with Brind'Amour at the time, and they went on a 2 or 3 week tear where he was really, he wasn't then. With Staal, you face Chara and Ward. You know, when you're with Roddy, you wouldn't face those two men, so he got some more room and some more ice, and because of that, I think his numbers improved.
Paul, you played the Bruins 5 times this year. The game has been similar to a certain degree. Do you think there's a mental edge there that the Bruins have now? Is there a mental barrier somewhere with the play here that needs to be broken?
Only if we continue. I would agree that I think the last 3 games have been similar in what we tried to do to them and what wasn't successful. I think it's now in some ways the pressure is, one of you guys just clicked up here, by the way, the pressure would then be on us to do things that don't allow the counters and the 2-on-1s and the 3-on-1s, which is really where they've hurt us. Stay out of the penalty box, which I thought we did a reasonable job with. But we do have to, I like the way we played them the first two times we played them, we were new to this team in terms of a coaching staff. We were really trying to establish what we wanted to do defensively, and we were a much better team against Boston. The next 2 times in, we had kind of, we're starting to feel good about ourselves, and we had won some hockey games, and we were scoring some goals, and I think we brought that into our game the other night, and we're a little bit more open than we'd like to be, certainly through the neutral zone, and we're going to have to be careful with that.
But mentally, is there a barrier there?
I don't think so. We've lost 5 games in a row. That's a fact. I'll let you know after the game tonight. I mean, we've got to get through it. There's no question about it. We've got to play a better game against this team. I would say there's a mental barrier there. If I had seen a different reaction from our team yesterday, they were exactly the way they were after game one. They were a little bit down in terms of knowing they can play better and they can do more, and there's a little anger in there too. So I thought we got the positive emotional response we had hoped for from our team. It certainly wasn't defeatist in any means.
A lot has been made about Eric Staal, numbers against the Bruins this year, the matchup with Chara. What is the opportunity to get going?
We're benching him. We're not playing him tonight. We have to keep in mind this is never a one-game, one-man sport. Occasionally it is for the goalies, but there are 4 other people on the ice that need to be effective with Eric and have found a way to be effective with Eric against a very strong 5-man New Jersey defense that they put with Madden and White. Clearly, Chara is in a different maybe class of defenseman. He's world class and an outstanding defender, but we have to either get to the other 4 guys that are on the ice with him, and Eric has to find a way to use the other 4 guys with him as well.
How good is the Bruins shutting down the neutral zone and shutting down that outlet pass?
Very, very good. Much like we saw against New Jersey. I mean, it's not the exact same system, some different emphasis on where they want their people positioned in the neutral zone, but very, very solid. So it is what it is. I mean, we're not going to come here and do something in the neutral zone that Boston's going to say, okay, we're not trapping anymore. They're not changing. So we have to find some ways to move through that and then maybe accept the fact that you're not moving through that to a breakaway.
Paul,
And that really is the area that I think that, that mentally we can make our best improvement. We got to that point in New Jersey. We did the exact same things in game one. We were lining up, swinging away, you know, throwing rink-wide passes, and 5 out of 10 worked, so we thought we'd try out the 6th, and boom, down it came right down the throat. So we're not getting a different look here from Boston tonight. We have to accept that and accept the fact that we're going to have to move his 5 through, but we're probably not going to have one guy beat 4.